Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is really happy to welcome back to the show a very well-known director and a friend of mine, Brad Furman, who releases The Infiltrator, the new film with Bryan Cranston this weekend. So, hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, real pleasure, man. Thanks for having me back. Always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. I mean, last time we talked, you know, you were a little bit jaded by the movie business. You weren't sure if you were going to keep doing it after Runner Runner. So a couple things must have changed for you to make this movie, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not anyone to quit, so I was never leaving the movie business. But I had a disheartening experience on Runner Runner. It's definitely a movie that when people enjoy it, I love hearing people love movies, whether it's my movie or someone else's. But I had a particular vision and goal in mind, and unfortunately, that was thwarted, and I wasn't treated with the respect ultimately I think a filmmaker deserves.
Right.
As a result, I don't really claim it as my own. But The Infiltrator, something my mom wrote, it was made with a real independent spirit, and again, it was a great learning experience. Not exactly what I set out to make. But what we did make, I'm deeply proud of, man. I'm really excited that people are responding to the movie and they're amped on it. And, the fervor for the movie is crazy. Way more than Lincoln Lawyer, people are flipping out over the film. So I feel really blessed.
That's awesome. So talk a little bit about the story, which is about infiltrating the Colombian drug trafficking situation, going undercover and to kind of unveil stuff with Pablo Escobar and people in Colombia. So why was that something your mom was inspired to write about?
Well, my boy Don Sikorsky from college, who I played basketball with, brought me the book, The True Life Story of a Real American Hero, Bob Mazur. Bob Mazur infiltrated, as you stated, Pablo Escobar's Medellin cartel, and he decided, you know, chasing the drugs anymore wasn't going to work, and this is during the height of the crisis in the 80s and in our world. Oddly enough, not much has changed. As a result, maybe the murder rate has gone down comparatively. But there was so much bloodshed in Florida and in our country at that time. Bob wanted to figure out how to suffocate drug dealers, and his way to do that was to go after their money and not chase the drugs. So he went undercover as a money launderer, and this is the movie that tells his story.
Okay, again, The Infiltrator is out now. You can see it in theaters all over Orange County. So talk about your cast. Of course, John Leguizamo, who you carry around with you film to film, and you landed Bryan Cranston, who's huger than ever right now.
Yeah, BC, as I call him, starred in The Lincoln Lawyer for me, played a very small role. He was absolutely tremendous with his gravitas, with his leadership. As he became a friend, I saw the depth of his moral and ethical code. And that's exactly at the core who Bob Mazur was. And I felt in my heart there was nobody better to portray him. And, you know, I think the cornerstone of acting and the cornerstone of these performances when you're a director is having that cast be confident enough and trusting enough of you as a director that they'll let loose and give you 110% of themselves. So I made this a real family affair. As I said, my mother wrote it. I cast Leguizamo. I've had this relationship since my movie The Take in 2007. Benjamin Bratt and Yul Vasquez, 20-year relationships with both those guys back from my assistant days at ICM. And as a result of all this, I tried to put together a cast that felt, you know, we could have mutual respect and trust and, like I said, make it a real family affair.
So what did your mom think of the final product?
You know, I think she's really happy with it. She's really proud, but she's also really tough on herself. So, you know, she's reading those reviews. So when there's a bad one, she's like, I think it gets her. I, on the other hand, I try not to look at that stuff, and I try to just really focus on the positivity. But we're really being embraced wonderfully by the critics, and, I'm very proud of that. And, you know, there's, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, you can't – everybody's not going to give you a positive score, but I don't think movies are really about that and should be defined by that. It should be defined by the experience and what you're left with in the moment and the characters that you live with and through. And this is a movie that I think hopefully offers that for audiences, and it's worth their 2 hours.
So I always love hearing, Brad, the kind of the stories, the anecdotes that happen to you while shooting films, because you never do it in an orthodox way. So tell us a story from this one.
This is a movie that it's period Florida in the 80s, and my producer came to me and said, to make this movie and to get it done, we got to go to London. And I went, London? I didn't know what she was talking about because it's Florida in the 80s. But yes, we shot 90% of the movie in the United Kingdom, and we went to London, and we had to sort of fit a square peg in a circular hole, and that's what it takes today to get independent movies made. So I'm really proud of that. And as a result, when we got to Tampa, we only had a limited amount of time. So I took the cameras, and we took Bryan Cranston to the airport, and we were shooting the scene with the payphone, and the interns from the University of Tampa were lighting with iPhones. And I took them down to the cemetery, and we literally were faking and acting like we were, like, paying homage to the bodies, and all of a sudden the caretaker came and ran us the hell out of there. So it was a real crazy, crazy affair making this movie. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder to take that independent spirit and marry it to some of the larger production elements of the movie. I take a lot of pride in all that. So I hope it's fun for people as it was for me.
When you go somewhere in public like that, do people flock around Bryan Cranston, or is he kind of incognito?
Well, you get as much as you can, but when in this scene where he's covered in blood and I walked him down the streets and just rolled, I only was able to film so much of that before people started going like crazy.
Awesome. Well, as people mentioned, you know, whether or not you liked Runner Runner or The Take, Lincoln Lawyer, unbelievable films that everybody loved, and I can't imagine this is anything less. So I'm really excited to see it this weekend. The Infiltrator, director Brad Furman, thank you very much for telling us about it as usual.
Tyler, you're the man. I love coming on your radio show. It's a real honor and real pleasure. So anytime you want anything.
All right, Brad. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye. Bye.